The following content is intended for people who are blind or Brent impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. Recently, Accessible Pharmacy held its second annual Blind Health Expo. During an earlier episode of Tech Tips, we learned about several organizations working to help the blind and low vision community. In addition to the companies and organizations featured during the December 2023 episode, there were others I was unable to showcase due to time constraints. This month, we will be taking a look at Orbit Research, makers of the Orbit Reader, and iBug Today, an organization dedicated to helping you get the most out of your device. First up is Orbit Research.
So just a little bit about our company, you know, Orbit Research. This is our 25th anniversary year, so we're pretty excited about that. We've been developing talking products, braille products, tactile graphic products, and most recently, digital magnifying products. So we've been doing this for quite a bit now. We started in braille about developing the technology about 12 years ago. And our first product was launched in 2017. It is called the Orbit Reader 20. And it is a 20-cell braille display. It is actually a 3-in-1 device. It has three functions. Traditional braille displays, basically essentially dumb terminals that connect to a computer or phone, and that's they get their input from the computer. Our braille displays do that, but they also have some built-in functionality. Our standard model, our sort of what you would call the entry-level model, has a built-in book reading function, a file reader, so it can read text files and braille formatted files, you know, files that are called BRF files. They also have a note-taking function, so it's got an editor. And what that allows you to do is take notes using the braille keypad. So I'll describe the device a little bit. So it's about 6 inches wide, 4 inches from front to back, and about 1.25 inches high. So pretty compact. You can put it in a purse or backpack, you know, or a large coat pocket. It weighs less than a pound, and so pretty lightweight. It's got a built-in, you know, rechargeable battery. It's got a USB connector. It ships with a USB charger as well. You can use others if you like. And it has got a row of 20 braille cells. Now, the braille cells are pretty unique in the sense that these are built using our own braille technology, which we have patented. And they are able to generate very, very high-quality braille, which has been likened to signage quality. So the dots are firm and rigid. They are pretty proud. So especially for beginners, it makes it a very easy learning experience, a very easy reading experience. You could think about it as sort of high contrast text. So it's very tactile friendly, and we have heard from users who say that, oh, you know, I wasn't a big braille reader, but since I got this and it's so easy to read, I have read like dozens of books now. So it's very unique braille. If you're familiar with some of the other braille display products, refreshable braille products, this is going to give you a very very nice experience. It also has a keyboard, a Perkins style keyboard. So it's got 6 dot keys, a space bar, also in 2 additional keys that can work as .7 and .8, or have other functions also depending on what you're doing. And it has got a cursor keypad as well. So there are 4 keys, you know, up, down, left, right, and a select button in the middle. That helps you navigate through menus or through files. And so there's a number of functions associated with that as well. And then to the left and right of the braille display are 2 rocker keys. These rocker keys allow you to pan from, you know, one screen full, you know, one line of braille to the next. So very simple device. The whole philosophy behind all of our products is to keep the functionality simple, not trying to do heavy lifting thing here. You don't have a web browser or email client, but at the same time, it has got a lot of flexibility. The built-in functions are very easy to use. You can switch back and forth between the reader, the editor, as well as the Braille display, which can be connected to a computer or smartphone. You can switch back and forth very easily. So when you are in connected mode, you can connect to a mobile device or a computer. And when you do that, it works seamlessly with all of the common platforms. So on Windows, it works with NVDA and JAWS and Narrator, Dolphin Supernova. It works with VoiceOver on Mac OS as well as iOS. It works with BrailleBack and TalkBack on Android. It works with ChromeWalks on Chromebooks. Works with VoiceView on Amazon Fire tablets, also works with Linux machines using a screen reader called Braille TTY. So with the connection to a computer or a phone, which it can do over either USB or wirelessly over Bluetooth, you can do everything that you would like your computer to do on the Braille display. So you can compose messages, you can browse the internet, and fully control your computer or smartphone. They also offer multi-language support. So even the standard model has multiple the capability to support computer Braille or grade 1 Braille or grade 2 Braille. What you see is what you get. So if you type or you have a file in a certain grade, that's what you will get. The design is very rugged. It's very durable. It's been intended for somewhat harsh environments in hot regions, hot and dusty regions. So we have units that have been in the field for 7 years, still functioning great. So that is our standard model. Then we have a model which we call the Orbit Reader 20 Plus. This is physically, externally, it appears exactly the same, but internally it has a more powerful processor and more memory, so it can handle some additional functions. It has some onboard apps. It has a built-in clock and alarm. It has a calendar and a calculator and onboard Braille translation. So you can load a text file and have it translated on the fly to UEB grade 2 or whatever else you might like it to be converted. And it also handles multiple languages. From a price perspective, the Orbit Reader 20 retails for $699 in the US, and the Orbit Reader 20 Plus retails for $799. Then we have sort of the bigger brother of the Braille displays, which is the Orbit Reader 40. It is, you can imagine it to be, twice the width, left to right. It is narrower front to back. It's about 3 3/4 of an inch front to back. It's got also got 8 keys for entering Braille. So 40 cells. Also has cursor routing buttons, especially helpful for editing on a long line of Braille. Very similar functionality to the Orbit Reader 20 Plus. It has got a clock and calendar, calculator, Braille translation. It also has audio and haptic, meaning vibration output. This has a USB-C port for connecting to a computer and for charging, and also has a USB-A host port, so you can plug in a thumb drive, a flash drive, and read files from that. By the way, I missed mentioning that all of our products have a SD card slot, so these are for full-size SD cards, and you can load content that way. If you're connected to a computer, you can also directly access the SD card and copy files from your computer to the SD card, and vice versa. So that's our Orbit Reader 40, and most recently we have introduced a new family of Braille products, which we call the Orbit Slate. So the Orbit Slate are the world's first multi-line, refreshable, fully refreshable Braille displays. So we have two models. One is a 5-line, 20-cell model, which we call the Orbit Slate 520. And then we have a 3-line, 40-cell model, which we call the Orbit Slate 340. So these do similar functions. So they have, similar simple apps on board. You can take notes, you can read files. But the great thing is that, they have multiple lines of Braille available. So you get a lot more Braille. So on the 520, you get a total of 100 cells of Braille. On the 340, you get 120 cells of Braille. And these are especially good for things like math or looking at tabular data or anything that is spatially arranged, you know, where the horizontal and vertical arrangement is important to preserve. On a single line display, you can't really do that because things will wrap around, right? So if a line is long or if you're looking at a table, you can't really read it very effectively. You have to kind of scroll back and forth. And sometimes if the line is longer, it will wrap around to the next line. So you can't really get a proper visualization of the spatial arrangement of the data. So on these displays, these are specifically designed for this. They're especially good for math education, for music, for looking at tabular data. We also have what we call a windowed editing and reading mode. So where the display is a window into a larger file or larger table, and you can scroll horizontally and vertically within that data and still maintain the exact orientation and organization of the information in two dimensions. They also have cursor routing buttons, and you can route the cursors in two dimensions. So, you know, you can route it on any line that you want and on any cell that you want. They're also very compact and portable. So they're kind of like a little, you know, thicker than an iPad. The size is about 11.5 inches by 6.5 inches by 1.25 inch in height, and they weigh about 3 pounds. So very compact, again, designed to be really rugged. They also have a USB host port, as well as a USB-C charging and connectivity port. They have Bluetooth, haptic output, ability to connect to, you know, flash drives, etc., and ability to connect to screen readers. So all of the popular screen readers work with these products as well. That said, you know, the screen reader support for multiple lines is gradually coming online. We are working with all of the screen reader developers to make that happen. There's a lot of interest from their side, but there's a lot of work that needs to happen. So over time, full support for multi-line will come from the screen readers as well, meaning that, you know, you could do fancy things like and really nice things like, for instance, having one line display, you know, the email message that you have received, while the remaining two lines let you enter a reply, or looking at, you know, the column headers in an Excel file and be able to scroll through the rows while the column header remains on the top line. So lots of nice functionality can be achieved, but it'll need support from the screen reader. In the meanwhile, you know, we have the standalone support, and of course they connect to a screen reader, so you can still get text on multiple lines with some of the screen readers. So those are our Braille display products. Now we also have a product which we call the Orbit Writer. This is a very, very tiny device. It is essentially a Bluetooth Braille keypad, and it's about the size of your phone, a little bit slimmer and lighter. Actually, it's about the size of an iPhone 8 or iPhone SE, but slimmer and lighter. It weighs less than 100 grams. It's about, you know, 6 inches wide by 2.5 inches from front to back, and about 1/4 inch thick. Very inexpensive. You know, it retails for $99, and it lets you fully control and use your smartphone or computer. So it's got a 6-key Braille Perkins-style keypad, plus key 7 and 8, a space bar, the cursor keys for navigation, and you can fully control your iPhone or Android phone, or also hook it up to any computer. And you don't need to touch the touch screen anymore with this. It connects in two ways. You know, one, it will connect as a Braille device, so you get all the Braille translation facilities that are already there, or you can connect it as a QWERTY keyboard. So you can, you know, it connects as a Bluetooth device then, doesn't appear as a Braille device, but using various key combinations, you can just enter text or other, or navigate on your phone as though it were a Bluetooth keyboard. Very high quality keys. You know, these are similar to laptop keys, you know, very ergonomic, and again works with all the popular platforms, you know, iOS, macOS, Android, Windows, is language agnostic, so supports all languages. It's got a rechargeable battery, charges very fast, and gives you days of use. You can also hang it from a strap, so you can use it on the go. And by the way, you can do this with all of our products except the Orbit Slate. The Orbit Reader 20, the 20 Plus, and the 40 also have the ability to attach straps. They all have carrying cases also that we can provide. We have two varieties of carrying cases, a leather model as well as a padded synthetic model. All of our products are available from our website as well as by phone, or you can contact us over email. All of that information is in the virtual booth, but the website is orbitresearch.com, O-R-B-I-T-R-E-S-E-A-R-C-H.com. And if you want to contact us, please just email us at sales@orbitresearch.com. And our phone number is 888-606-7248. One more product that I would like to also tell you about, which is in the Braille product category, is a brand new product that we announced earlier this year and which we're going to launch early next year. It is called the Orbit Speak. So for those of you who are familiar with the Braille and Speak from many, many years ago, this is the modern day equivalent of the Braille and Speak. Very compact device, again, handheld, pocketable device. It has got a Braille keypad as well, and it's got speech output. So it doesn't have a Braille display, but it's got speech output, and it's got smarts built into it. So it has all of the apps that you would need from on a day-to-day basis. It'll come in two models. The standard model will have a Braille note-taking app, a Braille reading Braille and text file reading app, and a clock, a calendar, a calculator, and an address book. The advanced model will also have multimedia capability, so you'll be able to play media files, music files, play books in different formats, PDF, Word, EPUB, etc. And you'll also have the ability to connect to libraries. It'll have an internet radio feature, so numerous features, and it's a very powerful platform that is that can be expanded over time with the software enhancements. This will range in price between $500 and $700, depending on the model. We're really excited about this. You know, lots of interest from people who knew the Braille and Speak and have been waiting for a new version of it.
Is on the North Carolina Reading Service. Now, we are going to be talking with Sonia, Steve, and a whole cast of characters from iBug Today. Sonia, who exactly is iBug Today?
We are a nonprofit organization. We've been around for about 12 years. We provide free, accessible technology training on the iPhone, the Mac, Android devices. We also have, every month, we have about 21 social and training events. Everything that we do is free, absolutely free, accessible on Zoom, the same Zoom link for all of our events. We are really a community, a nice dysfunctional family, shall we say. we really care about each other, and we care about empowering our fellow blind individuals with the technology that they need to be productive in, you know, the work, school, and just, you know, regular living life to the best that they can. And we have a mailing list. People want to register there, and then they'll get notifications of all the events that are happening. We have podcasts. You can listen on your favorite podcasting app. We're available on YouTube. And so those are the different ways. And our website is ibugtoday.org, ibugtoday.org.
Awesome. Well done. You sound like you've done it a couple of times.
Yeah.
So what, I know it's called iBug Today. What are some of the devices that you offer training on?
Well, this is Pete. Yeah. We do predominantly focus on Apple products. So that would be any iOS device, your iPhone, your iPad, iPod Touch, if you still happen to use one of those.
My dad does, so don't judge.
No, we're not judging him. He's welcome to join us. Sure, Apple TV, things along those lines. But we also have an Android show, an Android event, where you can come in and ask questions and get live in-person answers on your Android device. Sorry, say that fast.
Yeah.
On your Android device, also on A-Lady devices, Alexa, Echo products, things along those lines, tablets, anything other than Apple and iOS. We also have Mac training and a bunch of social events as well.
Speaking of training, is there a cost associated with the training?
Absolutely not. All of our services are free. We believe that technology shouldn't be limited by your financial resources. So there's no membership fee, there's no sign-up fee, nothing. So we want to give people the information that they need. I wanted to mention, in addition to, like, every Monday night we have a Q&A where we talk about, people can call in and ask any question they have about the iPhone or the peripherals. And then we have Shri on the call. He does a special every month, an in-depth discussion of an app or a genre of app. Shri, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so basically what we do is I'll take an iOS app or series of maybe two apps, or sometimes I'll even do a device, and we'll take a deep dive look. We'll spend about 80 minutes talking about the device and the application, how it works. We start from scratch and try to go really deep and explain how it works, and the audience has an opportunity to see if it's worthwhile trying that app out.
Because there's many an app that I would love to, you know, see how it works and you know, see if it's actually something that's going to work for me. So that's cool that you do that. I'm going to ask this for all the Android users out there. How often do you guys cover Android products?
So that event is called the Android Insight, and that is the third Wednesday of every month on our Zoom conference line from 7 to 8:30 Central Time. And those also are all archived on our website. So if you miss any or want to go back, you can go and listen to that. And it's probably the widest spectrum of topics there. We cover Google, Android, you know, all the tablets, all the A-Ladies, and, you know, there's so many things that are running the Android platform, you know, Nest and Google Talk. But, you know, there's so many things that you can talk about on that class. So definitely encourage people to come to that.
And I tell you what, I know you said this already, but let's give it again just in case. Can you give us the website and how people can sign up for stuff?
Yes. So the website is iBugToday, iBugToday.org. And on our website, we have the tab, I believe it's called Get Involved or Register with iBug. And then there, it's a real simple form. Put your first name, last name, email, and then you will start receiving all of our notifications of upcoming events. And then at the beginning of the month, you'll get a nice little summary of all the 21 events that we have. And one of those big events is the movie night. Every Friday night, we do a virtual movie. And it's a lot of fun. Cover a lot of different genre from 2023.
Are those audio described?
Yeah, they're all audio described, yes. So we do all this on Zoom, and we just look forward to meeting your listeners. If anybody wants to come, we're just so excited to be here. And, you know, we want to give an opportunity to talk to our iBug president. Mr. President, you want to say anything?
Yeah, thanks, Sonia. Hi, everybody. This is Michael, founder and president of iBug Today. Glad to be here with you guys. Thanks for dropping by here at the Blind Health Expo. And, yeah, we really thank Accessible Pharmacy for hosting this event. I guess the thing that I would add, you know, in addition to people getting help, and, you know, we welcome any and everyone to get any help that, you know, that we can provide them. But since we are a volunteer organization, we're always looking for people that are experienced Apple, you know, product users or Android users, and can help us facilitate meetings or help do demos or help be a mentor to others. And so that's another thing. Also on that same website that Sonia mentioned, there's a form there that you can fill out if you're interested in being one of the mentors. You know, we're very thankful for all the various volunteers, like, you know, well, we're all volunteers, and just nobody gets paid.
What? We don't get paid?
Surprise.
My paycheck.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, she got a raise. She's now making 75 cents a year. So.
I was going to say, what is 5% of nothing?
Yeah, exactly. He doubled my salary last year. So, but
I'll
no, our volunteers are amazing. They give hours and hours because we care about what we're doing and we want to help other people. So we really hope that we can meet you guys.
Sandhya, Michael, could I jump in and
absolutely
come on,
plug for the mentoring program? Michael mentioned the mentoring program, which is one of the features available here at the iBug organization, which, by the way, stands for Eye Blind Users Group, IBUG.
Thank you.
That's what I wanted to know for it. Took me a couple of weeks to figure
it out.
Oh,
thank you so much. Chanel couldn't tell me that. Herbie couldn't tell me that forever. Thank you so much.
Makes a
one
lot
more
of sense.
Time. One more time.
Eye Blind Users Group, IBUG.
Thank you.
So the mentoring program is called the Jumpstart Mentoring Program, and this is a one-on-one training program where you're matched up with a mentor for a 12-week course on iOS. If you have an iOS device, an iPhone or an iPad, and you're a brand new user and you really want to learn how to use it, you can join the iBug Jumpstart Mentoring Program. And there's also a sign-up link for that on the iBug website, which is ibugtoday.org.
Awesome. Is there anything else you guys would like to add, any of you?
We're crazy about technology, and we love sharing that with other people, and we love talking about technology. We're a bunch of geeks, basically, but we're proud of our geekdom. And
hey, everybody is a geek about something.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then we have fun. I mean, like I said, we care about the people that we meet. We meet a lot. You know, we have regulars that we've been talking to for about 12 years every week. I mean, I think I talk more to them than some of my members of my family. And we are a family, and, you know, it's just fun. We just love what we're doing. It's true. It sounds kind of corny, maybe, but we are sincere, and we want to help people.
So here's the thing. If you love what you're doing, it's not really work.
It's my work. This is my fun job. I have a real job during the day, but this is my real fun job.
Fair enough.
Not only are we crazy about technology, we're just plain crazy.
Crazy.
Well, and we think we can sing, too.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, I think I will call this a success.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
I do appreciate you guys taking some time to talk with me a little bit. In case you missed any of the contact information mentioned during today's episode, here's a recap. To visit Orbit Research's website, go to orbitresearch.com. Their email address is sales@orbitresearch.com, and their telephone number is 1-888-606-7248. That number again, 1-888-606-7248. If you would like to know more about iBug Today, you can visit them online by going to ibugtoday.org. And that is spelled ibugtoday.org. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you've enjoyed it. If there's something you'd like covered in a future episode, send an email to techtipspodcast@gmail.com. I'm Chris Skidmore for the North Carolina Reading Service. Tech Tips is available online by visiting our website at ncreadingservice.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. If you have questions or comments about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org or give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.